Joining me today is Nicholas Torrance, and he's coming to us from the University of Illinois, where he's majoring in crop science and minoring in animal science. He's a former chapter president from Macomb High School in Macomb, Illinois, and a star finalist this year in the category of star farmer. Nick, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, hey, congratulations on being a star farmer nominee. I think that's very, very cool, and man, what an accomplishment.
Thank you. It's really been an exciting journey for me. I mean, honestly, I didn't expect to get to this point, and it's just been a blessing.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been part of the FFA?
I've been a part of the FFA since my freshman year of high school. So that started the fall of 2014.
And what brought you in? Why did you want to join the organization?
Well, growing up on a farm, it's always been in my mind, and my dad was a member of the FFA, and mm-hmm. he had some really good experiences through it, so that's kind of what got me involved.
Okay. Well, obviously, it stuck. You worked your way all the way up to being your chapter's president, and here you are now. It must have agreed with you, I would assume, Nicholas.
Yeah. Once I got in FFA, the first couple days, kind of learning what it was about and understanding the spectrum of the organization and the reach that it has and the mm-hmm. different opportunities that you can get, I really just fell in love with it.
That is great. Now, you know, a person from the outside, they might go, well, you're already growing up on a farm. You're already farming with your dad and doing all of that. So what more could you learn in FFA? But I'm sure there's a lot. So what kind of skills do you think you picked up in FFA that are going to help you going forward in the future?
Yeah, I learned in my time in FFA a lot with public speaking and how to interact with other people effectively. Also, I learned a lot about marketing in mm-hmm. FFA. I took an ag business class, and that was really helpful for the management side. When I was growing up, I didn't really have a lot of experience with that, but mm-hmm. FFA really helped me out in that aspect.
Awesome. Very good. Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. So what have you been doing that has led you to this prestigious nomination?
So my freshman year, I started three different books. I started a book on fiber and oil crop production, which was soybeans, grain production, which was corn, mm-hmm. and beef cattle production.
Okay.
So I started out in those three categories, and I kept those three throughout the rest of my career. And then, so I started my freshman year, I had 14 head in my record book, and mm-hmm. then in 2018, I had 22 head. And with the crops, I started out with 20 acres of corn and then 20 acres of soybeans also, so a total of 40 acres. And then in 2018, I had 100 acres of each corn and soybeans for a total of 200. With the crop books, I'm responsible for all the management decisions, planting, harvesting, pest management. I pick out the different types of seed, and I also am in charge of marketing my crops. And then with the cattle, it's kind of hard to do the everyday things, especially mm-hmm. when I'm here in college.
Right.
So my parents are really helpful with that. Mm-hmm. But when I am there and I am in charge of the breeding and raising the cattle and determining what feed rations they get, I also show my cattle. I've shown them ever since I was 8 years old.
Okay.
So each year I show about two or three of my own Hereford heifers, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I've shown a couple bulls, but mostly heifers. So yeah, that's kind of what led me to this point.
Very cool. Well, now you said you started out your FFA career with 14 head of cattle and you grew that to 22 over time. So when did you actually begin developing your own herd of cattle? How old were you then?
I started developing my own herd when I started showing when I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So my first two heifers, they were in my name and all of their offspring were in my name. And the showing cattle, that kind of got my herd started.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And now how about the farming aspect of it? Were you already farming? Well, obviously your freshman year, you came in with 40 acres. So when did you start farming your own ground? How old were you for that?
When I started farming my own ground, I was a freshman, but okay. I'd always been helping my dad with his ground and learning by doing, I guess.
Okay. Now, how has this all worked for you? Say, in terms of the ground that you've been farming, you've increased that over your high school career by 500% from 40 acres to 200 acres. Is this ground that you're leasing, or is this ground that is put aside by your family for you to farm, or how has that all worked? What have you done there?
So my parents own the land, but they let me do a 50-50 crop share. So I pay half the expenses, they pay half the expenses, and we each get half of the profits.
Got it. Okay. What are you wanting to do when you finish up with college? What's life look like for you after college?
Right now, my goal is after I graduate to head back to the family farm and work alongside my dad for a while, and then whenever he decides to retire, which I'm sure probably should be sooner than it will be, but you know how those things go, but take over the family farm and keep the tradition alive.
That is great. How many generations has the farm been in your family?
So I will be the fifth generation.
Very cool. Well, so are there brothers or sisters that are going to come up and want to farm with you on the ground, or is it you by yourself?
I have one older sister. She's 2 years older than me. She's majoring in public policy with a minor in economics.
Okay.
So I don't really see the farm being a big part of her future. She's applying for jobs now, so I don't really think... I think it'll probably be just me.
Be just you. Very interesting. Well, good for you. That's exciting. And I love the fact that you recognize the legacy and it's important to you to keep it going. I think that's really noble of you. Well, I want to ask you some advice for other students that are coming behind you. So obviously, you have been putting in the work and you've been putting in the time on the record books and keeping all of your different books. And here you are. You have a chance to be the National Star Farmer. What advice would you have for students when they're starting out in their freshman year and they kind of look at an award like that and they think, wow, that'd be really cool, but I don't know if that could ever be me. What kept you going and what would keep those students going to finally reach this moment in time like you're at right now?
Yeah, I guess I would say, we all started out at the ground level. We were all freshmen one time and... Mm-hmm. We've all had to basically come up with nothing for as far as record books go. Just try to be organized. Time management is obviously really important. Just try to learn as much as you can from your FFA advisors and anybody else that's willing to help you out. Try to gain as much knowledge as you can along the way. That's what I would say.
Excellent. Well, Nicholas, this has been a great interview. Thank you so much for this. And hey, best of luck to you up there at the National Convention.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.